Episode 6 of Games and More Entertainment Radio. This is C4.
Wolf.
Hooks!
In the his house. And...
Hiya!
Hi, Dugan!
Dugan! Joe Dugan! Until I play that shit too much.
Yeah.
The 6th Annual Academy of Interactive Arts and Sciences. It's kind of like the Oscars for gaming. You know, like, we make... Give all the awards and shit to the good games of the year. You ever play Battlefield 1942?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's pretty badass, huh? I tried to play the demo before, and I had serious issues with it, and then looking around for a patch for that fucking game is impossible to find. So well, it didn't...
It's there. Always people are downloading
it. Fuck, I could never get it.
Oh, really?
I'd sit there on File Planet for like three days trying to get that fucking file, so it became not worth it. But what I did see of it was pretty badass, and I keep hearing just like the amazing things about it, you know? So anyway, they gave that game of the year, which I think is pretty awesome. I think that game... No, it's a PC game.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah,
so like Tactical Ops, man.
No, it's not. Well, okay. It's real, though. Like, it's not as arcadey as Tactical Ops.
So it's Battlefield 1943?
Yeah, 1942.
42.
Yeah. And
so you basically run around in first person?
Yeah, and you've got fucking tanks and, like, mounted guns
so you
and jeeps. And, dude, you can get planes and submarines and ships and shit.
No way.
According to all the shit I've seen.
You can hop in an airplane, fly above something, and just totally kamikaze jump out the last second?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Oh.
It is fucking
badass. You know, Tech TV's even doing that, you know, that every Thursday night.
They have the LAN party, yeah.
They play Battlefield 1940s well out.
I bet. I mean, it's supposed to be an amazing game. The Penny Arcade guys are talking about it all the time, so. It must be a great game. I think I'm glad that got Game of the Year. Computer Action and Adventure Game of the Year. Anybody care to take a guess?
Computer, what is it again?
Computer action adventure game.
EverQuest.
No,
oh, let me guess.
That's a role-playing game. Think more action.
Final Fantasy.
No, that's a role-playing game too.
Oh. Action game?
Action, adventure type.
Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Did I really?
Did I guess
no,
that shit?
No,
fuck
no. If a tycoon game gets an award, I'm never playing a video game again.
Alright.
I've lost all faith in the industry. No ideas?
Huh, nope.
Grand Theft Auto 3.
Vice City?
No, it's not a PC game. This is a computer action adventure game.
It's a PC game, it's not a PS2 game.
Exactly.
What now?
Grand Theft Auto 3.
Like the one I have on my computer.
Yeah.
Okay, alright, just kidding. Oh, okay, that's it.
Yeah, I'm not surprised if it's not getting in there.
I'm gonna put that samurai sword in your
ass.
Right. Like that.
It is a great game.
I don't think it deserves all that hype.
It gets old.
It gets real old. I mean, it's hella fun, though. Don't get me wrong. If you go out and buy that or Vice City, you've got a great fucking game that you're going to play for a long time. But I got really tired of the missions. And I think if they just spruce up the missions a little bit, I would have played it more. I played GTA 3 through, like, the first part of the city. Like there's three sections or something. I played through the first part. It took me a couple days. You know, just like, I fucked around more. It was more fun to just go kill as many people and hookers and cops and shit as you could. You know, then try to run and see how far away you could, you know, if you could get away. But then it has stupid shit, like when you pull into the spray paint shop or the car paint place, they paint your car. Now, you got all these cops and tanks and helicopters and shit after you. You fly around this corner, pull into this, 2 seconds later your car comes out a different color and nobody's looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all the cops are floating around and shit.
That's a little shady.
Where'd it go?
yeah, exactly. It makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It's pretty weak.
Here's a question for you. On my computer though, when I play that one, it always, like, I'll get about 3/4 through one of the missions and it'll freeze. Now, if I take the CD out and leave it out, it'll keep playing, but eventually it'll freeze again, and I put the CD back in, and it'll play more.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Some fucking weird-ass
I got a Chinese version. It's the only thing I can think of.
Probably the Asian pirate version.
Uh-huh.
So this should be easy now. Guess what got console action-adventure game of the year?
Console. Now, this is like...
Yes. You know, Xbox, PlayStation 2.
Halo?
Ooh, no, it wasn't.
Ghost Recon.
Yes. Yeah, right. That game's not that popular.
Oh.
Come on, this should be easy after guessing the other one.
Oh, same thing?
Yeah, Vice City though.
Oh, PlayStation?
Yeah. Yeah, that got console game of the year.
Yeah, but see, if you don't have a PlayStation, you don't even know how it is.
Well, I have a PS2, but I haven't played it, but I've seen it played, and it looks like the same shit to me.
Yeah.
They did fix up a lot of stuff though, like—
You can ride a motorcycle. You can fly a helicopter. Those are cool things.
Yeah, that's cool things. And the part I'm really stoked about is what we were just talking about with the wanted level. You know how it goes down instantly? Okay, if you get your car spray painted or painted, I keep saying spray painted.
Yeah, painted in this. Nobody's showing it to care what try
on. You're in the ghetto, you know? Come on.
Yeah.
you get your car painted, it doesn't go down right away. It slowly goes down. So you get your shit painted, you still gotta fucking drive around and avoid people. You know, for a little while until they stop looking for you because they start losing you, which is cool. You know, that adds a lot to it right there.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Now here's one, I think. This is the last one. I fucking lame ass didn't go out and get a list of all the games at one. So I've only got these four. But this one being the most controversial, I think. Massively multiplayer online game of the year.
I'm gonna guess.
Doom.
Doom. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, wait.
EverQuest.
That's a good guess.
What console?
Is
a console or is it a?
It's a PC game because, well, it could be either or.
Diablo?
It happens to be a PC game. No?
Right now it happens to be?
Yeah, this year.
Let's go with Tribes.
Tribes?
No. I don't know.
Counter-Strike then.
Think of something. Okay, that's a fucking great guess, but it wasn't, and that would make sense. It probably won a lot, like, the last couple of years. Or something.
Check this shit out.
The Sims Online.
Oh, shit.
My god.
That fucking piece of shit game got massively multiplayer. Yeah,
but dude, think about it, man. You're like, you get to pick a dude.
It's like a fucking huge chat room, that's why it is.
Exactly,
but you get to, like, mess with chicks.
So what? You can mess with chicks in AOL chat rooms and shit.
Yeah, but you actually get to see the chick, like, move towards your dudes. And it's not a bunch of letters. It's
you can do that, like, in EverQuest and actually be out killing, like, Vorpal rabbits and shit while
you're
playing.
Maybe she wants to give you a lap dance. Shit, man, you can't see that on the chat room.
You can't do that in The Sims.
I got a special code. In Sims.
Like the new code for Dead or Alive.
Huh? Whoa, there is.
Oh,
we're gonna talk about that in a second.
Okay, yeah. I gotta see because I'm gonna be going over to play next night. That's the volleyball one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That really gets totally naked.
We'll talk about it in a second.
They shave, don't they? They shave. I know.
They shave everything. They shave off nipples and everything.
Oh, that's not good.
I'll tell you about it anyway. How the fuck did The Sims Online get that shit though?
Like,
that game fucking sucks.
That's probably it. 12 euros. It's
done
that's
horrible.
Why they
played
The
Sims.
Oh, you played it online?
I played The Sims, not online. Okay. The online one didn't sell shit for copies either. It's almost like they released it early just to get it out the door, and it's still hella blazed. I mean, talk about dropping the ball. Now here's the thing though. The conspiracy theorists. First of all, how the hell did this beat, like, you know, fucking Asheron's Call 2, Dark Age of Camelot, Shrouded Isles. I saw Shrouded Isles over at Hunter's house. I was just over there.
Marketing. I've never seen those commercials on TV.
But you've seen the Sims commercials.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, now check this out. The way this, what the fuck is the acronym for this? AOIAS, the Academy of Arts, Interactive Arts and Sciences. Okay, this is how they get voted on. Only active developers can vote in certain categories. Okay? And gaming execs can vote in overall categories. It costs $95 a year to be a member of these guys, and you can get bulk discounts, like if you fucking, like, say, work for, like, Sony, like, they probably pay, like, $50 a person to do the whole company.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. Does that kind of allow, like, cheating? Think about a company like, id Software. There's only a few people that work there. I mean, they're fucking gods, but there's less numbers. Then you get a company like Electronic Arts, you know, where there's, they got staffs of people, they got people lined up, you know? And they have more people to vote.
To vote, right.
See? So, that's kind of a...
Well, what's The Sims? Yeah. Who makes Sims?
It's made by Maxis. Will Wright's company,
right,
Maxis.
Right.
And how big is that?
They're pretty big, because they pump out a lot of fucking shitty Sims
Sim
games.
City. Sim City.
Sim Earth, Sim Isle, Sim Farm, Sim Ant, Sim City.
Oh shit, really?
You know what I mean? Oh yeah, dude. The fat one was Sim Earth, and they haven't given us a new one in fucking years.
I want to see, I want to try playing that, Roller Coaster Tycoon
game. Fuck that game.
I want to make a theme park and make kids throw up.
You can actually have roller coasters that just end.
And they just kind of go flying off?
It seems like they were talking about it in some magazine. I refused to buy one of those Tycoon games.
Yeah.
And they got Railroad Tycoon, Airport Tycoon, all this bullshit.
Just kind of have them go out to the Shark Tank.
Okay. That'd be pretty funny. So anyway, what do you think though? I mean, is that kind of fucked up?
It is.
Well,
it
I mean,
is.
It's yeah. If
that's pretty shitty.
Yeah, right? You've got this company that's got a bunch of employees, and they all vote for that one. It's kind of like when we used to work.
Mm-hmm.
And you had all of housekeeping voting for the one person.
Exactly.
And you got all these other departments voting for another person, and unless all these other departments vote for the same exact person.
Yeah.
Housekeeping gonna win.
Every fucking time.
It's bullshit.
Housekeeping! You want me to give you clean towels? You want me service room?
Sucky sucky.
You want me to give you a hand job?
Anything you want. Alright, let's see here. NVIDIA's been talking about an NV35 to have 256 megabytes of RAM, as opposed to their 128 megabyte version of the new GeForce video cards, which I assume should help a whole lot. The Radeon 9800 Pro, they make a 128 megabyte version for $400. They're supposed to have a 256 megabyte version of it, which is supposed to be 50% faster. 50%. This is, of course, fucking total bullshit, I'm sure. Like, remember how NVIDIA's been saying new car's gonna be 50%? It's, like, dead even with it. But, ATI's been proving lately that they're, you know, the shit right now.
Maybe they mean 50% better than what their first one was.
No. This is specifically said 50% faster than the GeForce FX at Unreal Tournament 2003 at 1024 by 768, four times, anti-aliasing. And AX anti-tropic filtering, and nearly 75%, they say nearly, so it's like 10%, I'm sure, faster at 1600 by 1200 with the same options, 4X anti-aliasing and 8X anti-tropic filtering. They attribute this to the type of memory they use. NVIDIA, well, okay, they both use DDR, but the GeForce FX uses DDR2, which is 128 bits versus the DDR1, the ATI cards use 256 bits. And I think the extra bandwidth is what's killing them. So it's gonna be interesting to see what happens though. That's all I heard about these cards.
So yeah, I saw some nasty reviews on the GeForce FX.
Fuck, I've seen nothing but bad reviews about it.
Some people, you know, complain their old ATI,
9500
Pro beat it.
Oh yeah, I've been hearing some good things about the 9500 Pro. In fact, a buddy of mine, I'm gonna have to look into this. He said that there's some kind of a firmware hack you can do on the 9500 made by whatever company makes Sapphire is the brand. They will change it to like a 9700 Pro.
Whoa.
Yeah. I don't know. You probably have to add some cooling or something, but it's supposed to.
I bet it's already sold out.
Yeah, he said he found them everywhere on PriceWatch and shit. He was looking around thinking about getting a new one. It's a 9500. The name of the card is Sapphire. I'm not sure who makes it, but I'm gonna have to look into it. So,
no sham there, dude.
Yeah, really, huh? Let's see. Let's go. Oh, Neverwinter Nights. I know you guys didn't play that, but
I've never even heard of it.
Of course not. It's a fantasy role-playing game with little elves and pixies and shit.
Uh-huh.
You know what you think of that shit. So, but they're coming out with an expansion pack, which I'd love to try to pronounce. You guys get to hear me sound like a retard here. It's called Shadows of Undrentide. U-N-D-R-E-N-T-I-D-E. Undrentide. Shadows of Undrentide. It sounds pretty cool. It adds a couple new classes, you know, so you can play through it again and play online as a different style character and shit. It got like, I didn't play it for a long time. I played it for just a little bit because Warcraft 3 came out when I got that. They've got these new prestige classes. I guess the way it works is you start out as like a fighter, work your way to like, say like a crusader, paladin, you know, some shit. Up like some kind of a level. And eventually you get to like a special thing, I guess. Blackguard, arcane archer, assassin, Harper, Scout, a Shadow Lancer, all kinds of shit.
Sounds like different skills or something like that.
Is this Star Wars? Or
no, you fuckwad, this is fucking...
Neverwinter Nights.
Jesus
Christ.
Yeah.
I bet somebody made a mod for it, though. I bet somebody has a Star Wars modification if you look around. But, here's the thing. What about the Linux client for this game? They promised us that fucking months ago, and now there's like a beta version of the Linux client out. But does it work with this fucking expansion already?
I don't know. That's
probably fucking not. I don't know. I didn't look into it because I don't have the Linux version of the game, so I don't know. Let's see. A couple things I wanted to wrap up on news real quick. This is fucking awesome. In a couple months, I checked it out on Amazon. It's called Masters of Doom. It's a book. And it's a biography about John Carmack, also known as Jesus Christ, and John Romero, that sexy bitch. It's like a biography on these guys, you know. It sounds really cool. The page I was reading about it in Computer Gaming World, they really didn't have very good things to say about the author himself. Just his writing style sucked and stuff like that. But it was still interesting as all fuck to read about these guys, you know. I mean, especially Carmack. I mean, fuck. who better to read about? You know? God. Yeah, who is this guy? Fucking man. John Carmack, he's the guy responsible for Doom and Quake and all the good fucking shit like that. Engines. He makes the engines for that shit.
Cool.
Yeah, and you know, you wouldn't have.
Oh, he doesn't?
No, you fucking retards.
That's all real. That wasn't for girl retards. I don't know the answer to that.
Okay, so that's, both you retards.
He's the retard.
You're a medium. Anyway, check that out. It's called Masters of Doom by David Kushner. K-U-S-H-N-E-R. It's up on Amazon already. I didn't pre-order it, because I'll probably end up picking it up in Reno or something before I order it from Amazon. Let's see. I had a little bit of smaller stuff, so I just wanted to wrap up. Final Fantasy XI, the online one, the one that we were talking about a little bit ago, Final Fantasy XI. I guess they've got U.S. beta testers playing the Japanese version already over here.
Okay, I got a question for you. How to become a beta tester? What do you got to do to become a beta tester? Because they did this for Quarterback Club 2004 for the Xbox, and they had it online before anybody else could do it.
Mm-hmm.
But they had the beta tester.
Yeah.
And they did the same thing with a few other games, but I'm wondering, how the hell do you become a beta tester?
Okay, there's two ways to do that. One is the easy way, and thank God, the advent of the internet, we've got the easy way to do it, where you have to be lucky, basically, and they draw from a pool of people who signed up for it. So, like, say, a week before they start the beta test, they put a thing on their website that says, we're looking for beta testers, sign up this, you know, starting, like, fucking midnight this day to midnight at the end of that day, you know? And the next morning. And you fill out all your information, and some of the places, I guess, pick them randomly, and I'll tell you what, they get hammered with applicants. People want to play this fucking game. And sometimes I'm sure they hand pick it, you know, based off your machine. They want to see how the game runs on different machines. So they want to try to get as much variance as possible. They're not going to pick everybody out there with like a machine like mine, which is like, you know, not that great anymore, but it was, you know, just a couple months ago, but now they've got machines that, you know, kick way more ass than mine. So they want to check out all the high-end shit.
Yeah, dude, but are they going to want somebody with a computer like mine?
Probably. They probably would. Really? You know, they want something to find out how, like, the low end, you know, how well it runs on a machine.
So now I'm on the low end.
Yeah, you're quite down there.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Are you playing good?
No, not anymore.
Like,
they've got machines that are...
Come on, you only got Pentium 3, 1 gigahertz or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
That ain't shit.
GeForce MX, video cards.
My grandma walks faster than that.
So basically, I just need to buy a bunch more hardware.
You need to fucking, like...
Get a new computer,
dude. Yeah, scrap what
I'm
you...
I'm not gonna get a new damn computer.
Scratch what you got and start buying parts like us. So you don't have to do that every time. You can just rip out a part like we do.
Yeah, but who's gonna put it in for me?
Us.
Okay, I'm gonna remember
that.
Or
you can do it yourself. It's easy.
No, you can't do it yourself.
I'm not doing it. Look at me!
Oh yeah, I forgot your...
Go! Look at me!
You look so retarded!
And not everybody knows about, you know, hardware and shit, so... That's not a requirement. Let's see. You gotta love this. I'm light on the Xbox news this month. I've got nothing here on Xbox news, and it's because my Xbox magazine and shit came yesterday, so I didn't have a chance to read the show. But we got some cool GameCube news and PlayStation 2 news.
Oh, Xbox, let's...
No, we'll talk about that in a minute. Let's go through, you know, what we've got here for these, because we don't have most of this crap anyway, so we won't bitch about it for a while, you know?
Okay,
we won't
talk
about it that long. I just got a list of some of the shit that's coming out for the GameCube. Which is cool, because I know a lot of people out there have a GameCube. I don't, but it would be cool to have. I just don't have the money for it. Stop fucking around. Focus, dirty, dickhead.
Dirty little bitch.
Alright. Pikmin 2.
Pokemon?
Pikmin. Remember that stupid gay shit that came out on the GameCube on, like, the first day? Those little fucking weird creatures that went around and did some stupid shit. Anyway. Pikmin 2's coming out. Supposed to be two-player. Oh, this one's fat. Okay. Ikaruga. I know I'm going to fuck this up. It's Ikaruga. I think that's how you pronounce it. It's like, it's a, remember R-Type and shit like that?
Who's type?
R-Type.
Like you and his type?
Shut the fuck up. R.
Oh, like the letter R.
Yeah, R-Type. It's like a shooter space side-scrolling shooting. I'm sure you played something like it, where you fly something, like Raiden?
Nope,
in the arcade? Fuck.
Sorry.
Ghost Pilots?
Nope.
God damn, you're worthless.
Is it sure?
Nope.
What was that one, the Genesis, with the guy on the thing shooting?
The guy on the Joust?
No. Oh. Joust is hell old
school. That's some good shit.
Like back when I had my Atari and shit.
That was good.
2600? What the fuck was that game called? You sold me.
I sold to you?
The blue box, the guy on the whole flying the horse shooting stuff as a shooter game. Anyway, it's a fucking shooting game where you fly like sideways and shit comes at you and you just
The insect
thing. You just go up and down?
There was Life Force, there was an insect game, and there was
Centipede?
No, god damn it. How do you not know what the fuck we're talking about?
Okay, so let the airplane fly and the enemy coming just should blow them up.
Yeah, you can move
all you can do is like up and down though. You can't really.
You can go forward. Back.
Yeah, but it's only
like you get different differences. Okay.
Now picture it 90 degrees and you're going up. And your plane's on the bottom, and you can move around like this and shoot. Like 1942? Oh, so
basically, you're seeing from the top. Just like 1942.
Exactly. Same game. Very same idea. Graphics. Same fuck. Well, way better. Anyway, it's coming out on the Cube, and this game is some shit. They had it on the Japanese Dreamcast, and check it out. Like, okay, this puts like a cool spin on it. Rather than just like shooting like, you know, all the rest of them where the enemies are all, you know, some huge crazy fucking thing. They all shoot the same orange little blobs at you. You know, you dodge them all. This one uses a black and white system where the enemies are either black or white, they shoot different colored black or white balls, and you have a different colored black or white beam you can shoot at them. And it's based on
so
like...
So you don't get so confused.
Well, that's gotta be pretty confusing. Oh no, wait, no. The shit they shoot is all orange. That's right. The shit they all shoot is colored, but the enemy itself is black or white.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is. So you don't see your bullets going out of them, because your shit is black or white, I guess. And, like, let's say they shoot black balls at you, and you use your fucking... Or, no, the enemy's black.
Oh, the enemy's black.
I keep fucking this up. The enemy is black and he'll shoot balls at you. I guess you can absorb them for some kind of energy or power if you're using your black beam. You switch to your white beam when you're fighting a white enemy that's shooting shit at you.
So you can absorb his shit.
Exactly. And I guess somehow one of the other does more damage or something. It's really like a cool system though, because it adds a whole element to the game that you didn't have before. Before, hold the button down, occasionally drop a super bomb, and dodge like a motherfucker, you know? And that's all you had before. Now you got a little bit more to it. I think it'd be really
cool. That's different.
Yeah, that's really, you know, that's cool.
No, you're not shooting that green shit at me.
That is, I think it's really cool. I mean, that's gonna add a lot to the game. I'm sure at first it'll be a little confusing, you know, but after you get used to it, what are you fucking doing?
What?
Why don't you focus, man? Fucking ADD shit. Focus my ass. You're like fucking seeing pictures in the wall and shit stuff.
Dude, did you burp?
He's trying to pull one off in the corner. Just remember, so we don't see it.
If you gamble, sometimes you're gonna lose. Oh god, that's a wet one.
They've also got, Sonic Adventure DX coming out for the GameCube also. It's mostly like the Dreamcast Sonic Adventure game, which I thought was fucking lame as all hell.
Dumb as hell.
Yeah, it was. You didn't have any control over your guy.
No, it's stupider than a hedgehog that can do a spin.
You mostly just ran and steered. You didn't get a chance to like explore the levels like the old ones. Like, you know, Sonic 1, there's so many little hidden secrets and shit, and I'm sure there is in this one too. But you don't have as good as solid control. You get like on these things. It starts shooting you super fast, and you just get to move and dodge it.
You know what, Sonic? I think, you know, 2D Sonic's a lot better than 3D.
Fuck yeah, it is.
You know?
Fuck yeah.
See, they should make... I think they do have a Sonic for a Game Boy Advance, do they?
Yeah.
Okay, that one's supposed to be a lot better. I swear to God. Makes me so confused, you know, 3D graphics, a camera spinning.
Yeah.
I get lost all the time, and I end up in the water or something.
Yeah, because you not only do you not see, you don't have a whole lot of control over your character. You just run so fucking fast, and they just move the camera around while you watch. It's lame. So, anyway, that's coming up for the GameCube. But you might as well just skip over it. They added some shit to it, but it's not worth buying, I don't think, so fuck that.
Yeah.
And a game worth buying, I think, is F-Zero for the GameCube, and this shit comes out.
What's this?
It's that hovercraft futuristic racing game.
Oh, cool.
Did you ever play F-Zero on the Super Nintendo?
Nope.
Dude, it was
Me and Bob, we used to race all the time.
Yeah, that game. Remember that shit?
Oh, we raced for hours, man.
That was awesome. So they come out with they had the 64 one, which I guess wasn't so hot, and I never had it on my 64. But they're coming out with one for the GameCube now. I mean, it's stuff like this that it started to make me really want a cube for those five or six games. Zelda, F-Zero, Metroid, fucking, you know, like the big name games.
Right.
This one's apparently though, this one is developed by Sega.
F-Zero?
Yeah. That's what I was reading. It's 50% complete right now. It looks fucking great. You know, the graphics were just amazing. You can race up to 30 computer controlled cars, or hovercrafts. And you've still got all that nitro boost shit, you know.
Oh yeah, you get charging shit.
Yeah, you have like an energy bar that goes down when you're using your boost that damages your ship, and if you hit other ships or end of the thing, you know. It is high-speed racing action. It is fucking badass. But where the fuck is Mario Kart?
No shit.
You know, I mean, that game right there.
That game was good.
Yeah, that game would probably break me on
that was
game
the kind
two.
Of game that you could get hammered and still be able to play.
And play it all fucking night, too.
Yeah.
God, it was so much fun. I don't think there's a Nintendo game out there I put more time into. I don't think, other than Final Fantasy VI, maybe.
I mean, that's the kind of game where even after you beat it, you keep playing.
Oh, yeah, especially with your buddies, you know, beating their fucking asses. Yeah. That is the most
I was always
fun.
The bitch.
That's more fun when you're drunk, dude. That's kind of weird.
No, it's fun sober shit, too.
No, it's drunk, you know, you get all rowdy and shit.
I don't know, I played that game sober most of the time.
You never get drunk.
Don't drink and play. We should come up with little stickers and shit.
What was that?
Yeah, I just fun to party once in a while. Just, you know, drink responsibly. Play responsibly.
Play.
That should be our logo.
Drink responsibly,
play responsibly.
Hey, you know, I'll buy the sticker.
Shit. Oh, I was looking into those stickers, by the way. Yeah, at that place. And it's gonna be like, to get a logo like what I had on the site. Now, did you see that new, that thing I stuck up on the website?
No.
You didn't see that? Where it's got the logo we were talking about. It says, saving the world. One
level. Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, to make something like that, which wouldn't have the red coloring either, is $70 for 100 stickers.
That's not bad.
So yeah, that's not too bad.
You know, I can make the design for our logo.
It looks fine.
Yeah, this is the same guy that was gonna make the design of the webpage for our tactical ops, clan. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
What happened there?
Uh-huh.
Somebody got busy working.
So, let's see, 1080 Avalanche has come out, you know, the snowboarding game.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so, whatever, it doesn't look that great. Wario World. Will you stop fucking around? God.
What me, make, Wario.
Tie him up or something.
I'll make him sit in this chair, because it's making my ass sore.
Well, you can leave whenever you want.
No, I gotta sit on your bed now. I'm gonna sit on your bed.
I just don't want you to be too close to
the
mic.
I'm gonna get all comfortable.
So, or too far from the mic.
And then I'm gonna... Can I get a towel?
No. Lotion?
Towel and some lotion, please. SPF 13.
Mario World. 3D side-scroller. Like, the old school, like, Sonic and shit, side-scroller, but it's 3D now. You know, that might add a little bit to it. You can throw shit in the background, enemies and shit. He's got some cool moves. They were talking about, like, you can do a pile driver to the enemies and shit.
What game is this?
Mario World.
Oh, that's kind of cool. He's doing wrestling moves.
Yeah. Grab a guy by his legs, spin him around, knock other enemies away, throw him out of the background. It looks pretty cool. I like 2D games, so I think it'd be kind of neat to see, like, a 3D, 2D game. You know, just to see how they pull it off. I don't think I've seen any good ones. The last 2D shit I played was Jazz Jackrabbit on the computer. That was pretty fat, too. It was short.
Yeah.
It was just way too short. And Metal Gear Solid is coming to the GameCube, so GameCube fans rejoice. That's supposed to be a pretty popular game. I don't care for it, but I know it's pretty popular, and everybody was kind of sore that it came out on certain systems, you know, and not their system, so GameCube owners get that. In a little bit, I'm sure it's going to deal well. PlayStation 2, speaking of R-Type a minute ago, we've got another one coming out called R-Type Final. It's probably not going to be the last one, but, you know, that's what they called it. It's, you know, a side-scrolling shooter. Looks pretty awesome. I'm sure it's the same idea, though. And, you know, 2D graphics like that don't really push the PlayStation, so it should be just fine. Oh! How's that for slamming Sony? Fuck.
Just curious, do they have, like, is this a real 3D Tetris?
What?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Tetris. 3D. Okay.
Turn the brain on, stop fucking with stuff.
Right? Yeah, I'm basically, what is it? Okay, the captain then shouted over the radio at the platoon leader, "You just killed a family because you didn't fire a warning shot."
What the fuck are you reading? Oh.
I saw that and I was like, what
IRC?
The hell?
Yeah, they're talking about stuff.
Warning shot? Family shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Hi guys, shouts to the Linosphere crowd. They don't know we're recording it. They think we're at Wolf's house, so I left and then we turned around and came over here. Anyways. That guy. He's about Japanese anyway. He's turning Japanese.
Is he?
Fuck, man.
How's he in your class?
Yeah, he's the guy that's totally into the anime.
He's like French.
Like, not just going way too, like, into the anime. Like, I mean, like, fucking taking Japanese classes, wants to fucking move, working for a degree just to fucking move to Japan. Hey, that's fucking fine, dude. I'm glad. I'm jealous. He'll beat me there.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to live in Japan.
I would.
Not my ass. It's a island, dude.
I know.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it's an island.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
With the fat, dude, video games over there are like movies over here.
Alright, here's a question for you. Do you still think that the fat boy and the little guy, the bomb, like the markings where they fucking hit back and when we dropped it, but you think they're still there on the ground?
No.
No?
I don't think so. I don't know.
That'd be some neat shit.
Americans go back there. Remember that shit.
They go back and see it and they're like,
don't
hey dude,
remember that
there's
shit.
That big hole. We can stand there and look at the little Chinese or Japanese people walking around going, uh-huh, don't remember that shit. Don't forget it.
Fuck.
We can do it again.
That was pretty fucked up. I don't know. I love it. Much respect for the fan. I gotta go there because it fits my lifestyle.
That's right. You got all the best shit. Electronics, games.
It's because, okay, over here in America, I'm a fucking, you know, nerd. I'm a geek, okay? I don't fucking fit in. People don't fucking like me. You know what I mean? Like, it sucks ass when you live over here. You know, over there, from what I've looked into it, it's like, okay, like I was saying, movies are mainstream over here. You get a movie release over here, it's like this big, huge fucking thing. You know what I mean? You see posters and commercials and fucking people in the street are talking about it. Over there, it's that way with video games, too. It's like people lined up for blocks to get games and new consoles coming out and shit.
Oh, shit.
You know, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, dude, but when the Xbox came out...
Most of the anime is way fucking better than Japanese...
Jimmy the Chimpo?
they got some weird fucking shit, okay? Yeah. But most of the anime is fucking blows the shit out of our Hollywood movies. You know, that's why I watched... That's why I got that pile of movies over there. You're making fun of me.
Cowboy Bebop?
That's
fucking shit. Well, what threw me away was the cowboy part. Now, the Bebop, that sounds gay, but...
That's their shit.
The cowboy... You're not even close to being a cowboy.
But it's pretty awesome, dude. They're fucking, like...
So, back to this, the Cube thing. Does it come in CD?
What?
On the Xbox. Or not the Xbox, but the Cube.
What?
It's a small one. Real small one.
Oh, we were talking about PlayStation 2.
Bitch, you went fast and I forgot to ask the question, but...
Okay, yes. GameCube games are CD, but they're DVDs. But they're mini DVDs.
Oh, they're
like,
smaller than...
Yeah, they're like those little CD... Oh, you can't see them.
Yeah, those tiny ones.
Yeah, they're the small ones. You can see them. Yeah. And their DVDs, which blows ass because fucking they don't have the capability to play DVDs. What kind of stupid shit is that? The two competing consoles that are out have DVD capabilities, and you make your fucking console with no DVD capabilities?
I've got one word for you.
Fucking brain there.
Nintendo.
Nintendo.
Yep, that's it.
So...
Hey, what happened to the Dolphin?
Dolphin.
That's good.
What it's called.
Oh, the Cube is called the Dolphin?
Yeah,
that's a cool name.
Yeah, that's a bitch.
Okay. Jack and Daxter 2. You guys remember Jack and Daxter?
Yeah, for PS2.
Yeah, they're making a Jack and Daxter 2. I'm sure we're gonna see like a Sly Cooper 2 and all that fucking shit.
Of course, all the sequels.
Yeah, I don't really like those fucking like third person.
Unless it's Xenosaga 2.
Yeah, fuck, I can't wait for that shit. Now the story in Xenosaga 1 is so fucking incredible. The game itself is amazing. This is our rating system we worked out between Wolf and I was, instead of, you know, the magazines have like 5 stars, 10 stars, or like 100%, we're doing money. So, like, a perfect score is like a $50 game.
So we'll pay $49.99 for our game.
I would definitely pay, yeah.
I pay the taxes, you know, if I have to.
You can always do it this way, too. If a game sucks real bad, then you put it at the smoke full joint, just play it. Right?
Yeah, we're not dealing with a weed system, alright? No.
But the weed, it's like, it's an incentive program to not play.
Incentive program?
You know. That's what I call it. You know, you get to playing games, you got a bag sitting there, and you don't want to sit and smoke the whole time and press pause, so you got like an incentive program, so everybody get home run, you hit, take a hit.
I knew this was going to tie into sports games somehow.
Yeah.
I feel it coming. I was going to say something.
Good movie.
Alright. Yeah, Xenosaga is a $49 game. Evil Dead Fistful of Boomstick, coming out for Xbox and PS2. That's pretty fucking awesome because, you know, we're huge fans of Army of Darkness and Evil Dead, so.
Army of Darkness is a good movie.
Yeah.
They could do a little better than a boomstick, though.
I love it. This is my boomstick! All them fucking, next one of you dirty primates touches me!
Alright, give me some sugar, baby.
That's awesome. So, I hope they got lots of cool one-liners in it. I hope it doesn't suck like the other one. What was it called? Hail to the King?
Oh.
I hope it doesn't suck. Final Fantasy X-2 is out in Japan. The one with Yuna running around in her little hot pants and all that shit. And her friend Rikio, what's her name?
Riku.
Riku, yeah, that's right. We're looking at 6 to 8 months till it comes out over here.
Why?
I can't wait.
Because of the translation and shit. It's all in Japanese. Yeah. They gotta translate it. They gotta do lots of localization to it, you know. So, it's gonna be a while. I guess it takes place 2 years after Final Fantasy X. And what happened, Wolf, at the end of X? Did your little bitch guy, that little whore, Titus, disappear or something?
Yeah, it disappeared.
Okay, and what happened to Yuna?
She became a high summoner.
So, Yuna, I guess, okay, after Titus disappears, for whatever reason, we won't tell you because it'll ruin the story, Yuna finds a magical sphere, I guess they had some kind of...
Sphere.
Is this a big part of that game or something?
Yeah, sphere.
She finds a magical sphere that hints as to Titus's location. So she's trying to figure out where the fuck he went, I guess. This thing, I guess you have to find more about the game or something to figure out where he went. And it's not a linear story, like most Final Fantasy where you have to go from point A to B to C to D. You can go kind of whatever little missions you want to do at the time.
More freestyle?
You got little freestyle. You've got your, you got a fat airship that you get to fly around and pick to go to your little locations. And they're going back to the old active time style combat. Remember Final Fantasy VI? Did I kind of manage to bring that up every show?
Yeah.
Final Fantasy VI, the way the combat worked, it would keep going if you were out, you know, having a sandwich or taking a leak. The enemy could still attack you.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Remember that? Like, the time still went, it wasn't like, it wouldn't stop and wait for your turn. Okay, they're going back to that, so it adds a little more excitement to it.
But Final Fantasy, you can press as, pause, though.
You can pause, yeah, that's fine. You can pause it, because, you know, once while, you know, you've been drinking, you know, a couple 2 liter bottles of stuff, perfect, you gotta get up and go to the bathroom. But as far as when you're playing, you, like, when I play a game like Suikoden, I kind of zoned out in during the combat, and I'd forget that it was my turn, you know. This keeps you focused, because they're gonna be beating your ass if you're not paying attention, you know, that's really cool, I like that. They've got, let's see, it's gonna be, it looks like they added a lot of action, too, for walking around. It looks like they've added a whole lot of action to just when you're cruising around, you know, like, Tomb Raider style. Like, where you're jumping on legend, climbing up shit.
No wonder she dressed up like Laura Croft.
Yeah, she got her adventure gear on. But, okay, check it out. They added a job system, too. Remember Final Fantasy V with the job system?
Yeah.
They've got that kind of shit in there, too. They call it the job wheel. And, they actually changed the clothes. From the screenshots I was looking at, their clothes are different. Like, I saw a shot of Yuna wearing a white mage's outfit.
Whoa.
Yeah, it looks, and you know what, I really was not at all interested in this fucking game, and now I think it looks fucking badass. From all the shit I've been
saying. So now you have to go by 10, then you're able to play
times 2. No, it's that game, I'll play, it's not times 2, it's 10-2.
Oh,
10-2,
whatever. Looks like times 2.
And they've got, okay, remember the work, you remember the job system though? Okay. They added, they got black and white mage, a gambler, remember my boy G-Money? Setzer. The guy's name was Setzer on the, Final Fantasy VI, yeah, the gambler, the thief, and they added some weird ones. They got a lot more. I didn't get the whole list. They got some weird ones: a pop star, a dark gunner, mascot. They got some weird shit in there.
Whoa.
Can you imagine being a pop star? I mean, what the fuck? You run around like, you know,
backdoor lover,
running around singing and shit. I mean, for real. Oh, fuck, that's pretty cool though. All right, so I think I did much better for the. Oh. I didn't want to forget that.
Oh. Xbox?
No. Game Boy Advance.
SP?
Well, whatever. It doesn't matter. We're playing both of them. The Lost Age. Golden Sun 2, The Lost Age.
When's it coming out?
Fuck. It should be, honest to God, I think it should be it's either out now or any day now. It's gotta be out real soon here. Because it seemed like they had an awful lot of information on it. And you get to play, check this out. Remember at the end of the first one, what happened, how you kinda got, you never finished the first one. When you played the first one, you get what seems like halfway through the game, and all of a sudden, the game ends on you. And I was kind of disappointed by that. I mean, I was loving Golden Sun 1. But you never get to rescue those two chicks you're looking for, Sheba and Jenna. Remember, you never get to actually rescue them. You almost do. I know I just ruined the ending for everybody. But you don't get to finish it, you know? So, it's almost like a half of a game anyway. So, this one picks up right there. Like, right after the first one ended, so, I mean, kind of throws you right in the story. It's been a long time since the first one came out, so you might need a refresher for it. But anyway, you play as two different groups. You get to play as those two chicks that got lost and abandoned, you know, however they washed up on that island, and your party, which you can import from Golden Sun 1.
You know, I'm pissed.
Yeah, I'm pissed too. We both sold our Golden Suns on eBay, forgot about the
characters. Oh, no!
That's right, I'm sure they have some kind of cheat code. Yeah, I know, you're always like that. I'm sure they have some kind of cheat code for you to make up for it, though.
Oh, well. I got best weapons and everything, anyways.
Of course. That's what happens with cheat codes. let's see. I don't know. So it sounds pretty neat. You get to play both teams. That'll be, like, a neat thing. Like,
yeah.
It reminds me of, Final Fantasy VI. Remember, you get to switch between your party and move around? How fucking awesome that was. See, people are still taking hints out of fucking Final Fantasy VI. The graphics look the exact same, though. They haven't improved in any. You can leave anytime you want.
I swear to God, it should be a same game, though.
Oh,
you know, just finish Metal Gear.
40 minutes.
Damn, not bad.
I know, time's flying, dude. Anyway, graphics are the exact same, but they've added little things like better spell effects and shit, and I guess the soundtrack still rocks. Anyway, it looks fucking awesome. I really want to play it. I'm a big fan of Golden Sun 1.
That's why you don't play first.
Are you?
Of course I'm so.
I just saw you miss that.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
It's closed anyway.
Whatever.
No.
Yeah.
Hold on, I got a whole page here on fucking EverQuest 2 that we should talk about.
Oh my god, we have to, that's that gay ass game.
Okay, EverQuest 1's pretty fucking weak, right? But I've been reading EverQuest 2, and I'm a believer.
I don't know.
Converted.
You've been reading, you know, they always say how good
their
games are.
Yeah, they always, but check it out. Okay, the thing that made this different, that made me actually think consider even playing a fucking Sony-made Ground Studios EverQuest game was...
What do you think you are, LL Cool J? He's got one pant leg pulled up.
Oh, alright, that's it. I'm leaving.
Alright,
I'm gonna take off. I will see you guys later.
Alright.
When do you get back?
I'll probably come back like Wednesday afternoon for work.
You'll be back late, huh?
Me? Yeah.
No, I'm saying...
He'll be back in a month.
Alright, so,
yeah, that's late.
Will I aim for, next Tuesday then?
I guess, yeah.
Don't let that happen again, fucker.
I've
been drinking.
You
don't
want
that shit. You get, like, a refund and stuff?
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, Fuchs has left the building.
That's kinda cool.
There will be young little kids. Here's my autograph.
Wearing your little, like, Hooks logo t-shirt and shit.
Yeah.
Listening to your CD.
Couple hooks. Maybe like a boob on one hook.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, take a hat, dude.
Later. Anyway. Alright, now that Hooks is gone, we can safely talk about our fantasy games again.
Back to my dreams.
Breathe a sigh of relief. Okay.
He's a party pooper.
Check this out. EverQuest 2. Okay. It takes place 500 years after the first EverQuest. They have work to do. It takes a more simplistic approach to the character creation. It was, I guess, a little hairy before. I had no problem with it, but, you know, the hardcore don't have a lot of problems with shit like that. You know, we're used to fucking stats and all that shit. Thank God the details and all that shit about the stats and stuff are still there. They took a more simplistic approach to character creation this time for the noobs. You know, I mean, we don't have a problem with fucking stats. Yeah, stats and all that shit. That's the best part of most of these role-playing games, is spending a couple fucking hours making your characters.
Yeah, ruin the dice, re-roll.
Pimping everything just right. Yeah, they made it a little bit easier, though, just so the noobs can get into it a little bit quicker. Your character ages now, like, from spell effects and shit. Now, they had a couple screenshots, and they showed, like, some little human fighter-looking guy, or paladin crusader type, and, like, he was, like, a young man, and you could see him get all the way to where he's like this old, crusty old man with gray hair and shit. Yeah, it was fucking badass. The graphics of EverQuest 2 are top-notch. I mean, they're fucking beautiful. And I'm kind of worried that, like, it's the reason why I think people still play Counter-Strike. Because it runs on the lowest-end piece-of-shit hardware out there. And that's why I think people play Counter-Strike so much. It's not that fun compared to some of the bigger games out there now, but people can't run them at work and shit. They can't run them in all these places. And that's what I'm kind of concerned about with EverQuest 2, is that it looks like people are gonna have to, you know, upgrade their systems. I mean, everybody should be running some faster shit now anyway, but they're not. I mean, the graphics are great, so.
Too much detail, though, you know.
Yeah, so to solve this, yeah, lots of detail, but it's good though. It puts you in the world, man. It's like that new expansion pack for, Dark Age of Camelot, the Shredded Isles. I checked that out over at Hunter's house just earlier this morning when I was over there, helping Doug with his computer. The graphics are way better with that expansion pack. I don't know what kind of crack he was smoking when he said it doesn't look that much better. It's way better than the original Dark Age of Camelot.
Well, we don't say he smokes crack on the radio show, do we?
Who cares? It's not like Clear Channel owns us or anything, and we're fucking regulated by anybody. We can say whatever the fuck we want.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. At level 5, you get to pick your, like, first class. Like, you don't, like, when you're making your guy, I guess you don't, like, say, I want to be a, you know...
Well, you don't get to do that
elf, mage. No. They want you to get a feel for how the game plays. First, they just kind of thrust you out into the world as a generic, you know, ho-hum character that does nothing. And you get to figure out how you want to play him, which is kind of cool. You get to make a decision later on. At level 5, you pick your first class. Okay, like, basic fighter. Then, like, I think at, like, level 10 or something, you get to pick, like, crusader or something. Or mercenary. You get to go many different paths.
Right.
And eventually you get, like, a third, like, level where you get, like a real fat class you can be. You know, like, a special prestige class, like an
everyone has
to. And they make tradesmen a class now. And I know you don't play these nasty multiplayer games, but a lot of the people that play these games, all they do with their character is make items. They make armor. They're like smiths. That's all they do is fucking make items. And no game has these, well, that I'm aware of, has them set up as a whole fucking class where they get experience. Well, maybe Dark Ages, I don't fucking know. They have a tradesmen as a class now, which is cool as fuck for those guys that don't like to go out and run around the countryside. They just want to sit in town and make shit for people and make the best items in the game. These guys get experience off of what they make, and they can do these huge projects, like make temples and shit now, and they get experience, and it requires a whole bunch of these engineers, or tradesmen, to get together to make these huge fucking buildings and shit, and they gotta maintain it and work on all this shit all the time. That's fucking awesome.
That I like.
Yeah, that is really cool, you know? I mean, if you're not into the whole wandering around the fucking world and doing a bunch of stupid bullshit, you know, you're into that fucking tradesman, you know, that's pretty cool. they get money, or, I mean, experience for making this craft and these big projects. Maintaining them, they even get experience for maintaining them. So that's cool. I mean, that is fucking awesome. That's good for those guys. I'm the adventure type. I like fucking going as far as I can, seeing as much crazy shit as possible. So, it won't work for me, but for those of you out there who've been wondering about EverQuest 2, what else have they got? No more leveling down. Now see, the reason why I think this is cool, the articles I was reading on this game, it really told me a lot about the things they've changed, and it happened to nail most of the problems I had with EverQuest, which is why I'm a believer now. Before, they had like a leveling down thing. You lose experience, you're fucked. Now, they have an experience debt that you pay off later. Like, so let's say you die, and you lose, let's say, X amount of experience points, right? Only some of that, like, you can keep playing and making more experience, you gotta pay back some of that experience to get back up, right? So you only lose a little bit, but it doesn't level down your character, you know? And it will pay itself off out of that. So if you get pissed the game, you can just log off and come back in 24 hours and there's no more experience debt.
Whoa.
You know, that is really cool. That
sounds
is really
like cool. My credit card company.
Yeah. Except they don't pay it off automatically for you. So that's pretty cool. I like that a lot. That's a good system they got there. As far as dying goes, there's no more corpse runs. So remember in Diablo, you'd have to run out there, get your shit, you're running out there naked, you get killed 5 or 6 times trying to get your shit, right? Same way with EverQuest 1. They fixed that now, so you got 2 choices when you die. You can hover around your body, like wait there, like until somebody comes and resurrects you, or you can go ahead and restart as your last bind point, which, by the way, they put multiple bind points just around the world, rather than only in towns, so it saves you from having to lost.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you lose a random item that is appropriate level. So you won't lose, like, your ultra-rare fucking axe or kick-ass plus 27, right? You know, you're going to lose, you know, some level-appropriate item there that's dead, you know? Something that doesn't totally suck to lose. The graphics, like I said, they're fucking amazing. They've got some great lighting effects and bump mapping. They've got, I was going to talk about this, because people won't want to jump right into EverQuest 2. Right? If they're playing EverQuest 1, and if they find out their computers can't run EverQuest 2, they're going to have a problem. So Sony's working on a subscription program where you get to pay for both games at like a reduced rate. You know, so you need to go back and forth. And they're also, you know, a lot of people are concerned. Oh, well, fucking I put 8 million hours into EverQuest 1, you know. I don't want to lose my, you know, ultra fucking super armor, anti, you know what I mean, all that crazy equipment they get. They're thinking, they don't know, they haven't solidified anything yet, but they're thinking about having a, like, an heirloom system where your character from EverQuest 1, if you want to start playing EverQuest 2, can leave, like, a family heirloom.
Whoa.
So your character in EverQuest 2 will start with a fat Adam from EverQuest 1.
Oh, that's kind of bullshit, though.
No, that's fucking awesome. I mean, okay, yeah, it'll be bullshit to the total noobs, but so what? Fuck them. They're total noobs anyway. They don't care. The guys that care, the 400,000 people that are playing EverQuest right now, care. They want their item. They work for that. You know, so that'd be really cool. I think that's pretty cool. And the last thing I want to talk about EverQuest 2, get everybody hyped up for a game that'll probably suck, no more ever camping. Remember before you would have to sit there and have long-ass Disney lines, you know, waiting like you're waiting for a ride at Disney. Fucking an hour-long wait. You know, fucking, it was days, though. I mean, there's stories about people camping out 3 days for monsters to spawn so you could kill them and get their item, and you won't even get it anyway most of the time, it seems like. Whoa. All these people have horror stories about camping out on EverQuest. But they have this pocket zone system where, let's say you get put on a quest, you go kill the fucking, you know, some dragon somewhere, whatever, and you go there before there was like 900 other people there waiting for this monster to appear. Somebody's got to kill it, get the item, and complete the quest. Well, it took fucking forever for people to handle this. So now this pocket zone system, when you and your group go to do a quest somewhere, it's your own zone. You're off in your own little area. Like, I think Anarchy Online does something like that. So you don't have to worry and wait about camping.
So it won't get it, like, referenced by other people.
Yeah, and you don't have to wait for the monster to spawn. Cool. Yeah, that's really cool. You know, it speeds up the game a lot. Now, that doesn't go to change the whole world. Obviously, you're not going to be in the world by yourself. You know, so normal camp spots are going to be there. But, like, the quest camp spots and, like, mega shit like that, you know, they're going to have, like, this pocket zone system, which is pretty awesome. You know, that's going to speed things up a lot. I think it sounds pretty cool. I'm really into that.
Oh, yeah. Sounds pretty good. I'm going to try it out, too.
Oh, my God. Hold him to his word.
Hold me to my word.
Play shit like that. Let's see. Okay. We want to talk about Xbox stuff a little bit. Now, I don't have any news on any games. I haven't played shit for the Xbox. I got Xbox Magazine, a new edition yesterday. It's got a demo for the new Wolfenstein, the Tides of War in it, and that's it. That's it. One, did you get your...
One demo?
Yeah.
Oh, I canceled my subscription.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it's only got one fucking demo. This is why you canceled, probably. They suck now. What happened to the old ones? They had 5, 6, 7 games and shit. That was awesome. They got a couple of videos.
Maybe they don't make it that many games at a time anymore, you know? Yeah. They run out of games to put in the demo.
Could be. They said this month was pretty slow, though. I hope they pick it up next month. But they got a couple of videos. Sudeki video I want to see.
Whoa.
Or Sudekai or Sudeki, probably. Probably not all gringoed out like I say it. Sudekai. Sudeki. Anyway. Yeah, Return to Castle Wolfenstein Tides of War. They got a demo for that out. That's it. I'll play that at some point, I'm sure, between next, before the next show. Other than that, I don't have any news on games, but, there is some interesting shit going on. Yesterday morning, or maybe it was the day before now, I was losing track of the days, working my shift. Somebody figured out, this xboxhacker.net or .com and xbox-saves.com and all those guys were talking about it. Somebody figured out how to run unsigned code on the Xbox without a mod chip.
I saw that.
Yeah, you checked that out? It was pretty awesome, huh? It was an exploit, some kind of buffer overflow the guy's claimed it was in a lot of games, but he said he was using the 007, Agent Under Fire, not Nightfire, the one that I had, Agent Under Fire, the other one, because it works, I guess, on the NTSC and the PAL editions. So, he used that one because it was easier for everybody to remember than, you know, remember a list of games that work only in certain countries and shit, and certain TV sets. That's pretty cool. You only need some kind of little, what do they call it, the X key or whatever that thing is. Xbox Saves, Xbox-Saves.com, whatever, sells this little X key thing, and you have to plug it into your...
Yeah, it's a piece of hardware.
Yeah, but it, you know, connects your PC to your fucking controller port and allows you to, like, copy software and do weird shit to it, I guess. Yeah. So, anyway. He posted the code out there, everybody fucking had it, it was all over the fucking news, that is pretty awesome. I hope he collects his reward if it's real. I can't verify any of this, but I saw a lot of people talking about it, it does work. So, and it basically allows us to run Linux on an Xbox without having to deal with a mod chip, which is fucking awesome. I'm sure Microsoft's lawyers were pissed having to be woke up that
early. Sorry, Billy.
Yeah, sorry, Billy boy. Tell your lawyers they're sorry, you know, we're sorry you had to wake them up so early, but... I don't know, that's some good news. Now, things you can do with a mod chip. We actually got an email from, I'm gonna fuck this name up too. It's ModemTUH. He wrote us to talk about, the nude patches for, oh fuck, Hook's left in fucking
90. Yeah, it's all your fault. I told you to
talk about earlier. Bitch anyway, fuck him. Anyway, somebody figured out the files you gotta replace. I don't know if you have to install a game to your hard drive or what, but I was looking and checking into it, you know, like catching up on the forum threads and shit, people talking about this. And they've completely replaced, I guess they have a system set up where it doesn't render the bikinis at all. And of course there's nothing there. You know, there's right. Nothing there at all because they didn't
fucking, no hair.
Yeah, they didn't design any of that shit in the game because this shit is not supposed to happen. You little fucking pervs out there aren't supposed to be playing this game with no bikinis on.
That's right.
But somebody figured out how to, you know, not render certain parts of the bikini and whatnot, or at least, you know, make them completely transparent in the files and shit. And they've got it set up now where they've replaced the skins with fully anatomically correct skins.
Whoa, get to see nipples.
Dude, you guys gotta get out more. If that's your biggest thrill in your day, you gotta fucking get out more.
Nipples! I mean, here!
I don't know. I mean, I think it's pretty cool that they did that, you know, I mean, it's like, the cool part of it is that you're able to fucking make your own shit into a console closed system now. You know, a closed system that you're able to fucking, I mean, you know, they can make their own characters probably now. You know, it's just a matter of time before somebody figures out how to replace the characters. And I've even seen like an undead Tina character they made.
Undead?
Yeah, it was, or Vampire Tina or something. Yeah, it was fucking awesome. If you check out the forums on some of those Xbox hacking websites.
No, I still do her, Lynch. Even though she's a vampire.
You need to get out more, dude. Talking about
I'm leaving tomorrow, dude.
Thank God.
I'm gonna China tomorrow, you so you guys gonna miss me.
No, we're not gonna miss him.
So you are.
You better bring back some cool fucking pirate shit. You gonna bring back mod chips?
Don't even fight for it.
Don't even fight for it? You bring that shit back or what?
Hell yeah. I'm bringing all kind of stuff back.
Cool.
So what I can find in the market.
Yeah, yeah, I bet they are.
Probably I'm gonna mail back though. I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't bring it with you, you know. A bunch of little computer chips and you know, all kinds of weird wires and shit. They will stop your ass in that airport so fast.
Custom agents be right on my ass.
It took dual
cavity search me and stuff. But better be some fine ass shit though.
Did I just score? Assume the position. Yeah, send that shit back. We gotta get some cool shit.
Anyway. What, I'm gonna build a bomb? Was my chips.
Yeah, but they don't know. That's the problem. They're so fucking ignorant out there. They don't know shit about anything. All they know is, oh, guns are bad. You can stab people with anything, you know? That's fucking retarded. So. Yes. But, you know, I mean, hey, they gotta have the security. They gotta do what they gotta do, you know?
Yeah, yeah, true.
So.
Let them do their job.
But let's get back to the nude patch thing. I mean, like, fuck, I really wanted Hooks to be here. We talked about this.
Damn, I lose my heart already.
I think it's pretty cool you're able to make stuff now, though. I mean, that's pretty awesome. It was a novelty at first. Everybody was pretty stoked about that. But you see some of these guys in the forums, they're like, their whole day revolves around trying to see these naked virtual chicks play fucking volleyball.
Dude, yeah. Check it out, though. Dead or Alive chicks, they are made to be naked, dude. What's the purpose with close-up?
I don't think the games are very fun, myself. I don't think any of them are. Dead or Alive, any of the fighting games, I had to... on the Dreamcast and played it for a while, try to get into it. It's just, they're not very fun. The system isn't that great. We're coming out, we got two new ones too on the horizon here. I can't remember what there's Dead or Alive 4 and there's one called Code Cronus or some shit like that, which, and I guess they're supposed to have live, Xbox Live support. That's pretty cool, but the last thing I want to do is be playing a fighting game online with some 12-year-old kid who's, you know, spanking it to these fucking chicks.
You know what? Like, really immature, so.
It's what?
Mature. The rating for a game.
Yeah. Oh, mature? Yeah. Yeah. But that doesn't stop people from having it.
But those are kids' parents before they buy the game, they will consider it.
They're supposed to look at it, but they don't. That's why we've got all these fucking problems. You know, because people just go out and buy their kids these games that they shouldn't be playing. You know, they don't pay attention to this shit.
For the parents out there, read the fucking labels first.
Read the fucking manual. Are you fucking retarded? You know, this is your child here. You're supposed to fucking take an active interest in his life. Okay? Unlike my fucking life, but that's all I had was my games, but thank God I had my head screwed on straight enough to fucking tell the difference. Alright, I don't want to go on some crazy rant here. Hardware news. We got some bad fucking news today, and I'm really fucking bummed about this.
What is it?
It's your fucking story, jackass!
Oh yeah, I got bad news. Say goodbye to my PlayStation 2. What's it called?
The airflow?
Airflow control. It died today.
The control still works, right?
No, it doesn't work. Control doesn't work. Fan works. Control's broke.
What?
Keeps going down, man.
Keeps going down.
Like, down, you know, the direction pad, like someone holding it down.
When you told me earlier, I thought you said the fan kept slowing down.
No, I said, direction.
You didn't say anything. You said it keeps going down. I assumed the fan kept going, like, shoot on, and you said something about the fan.
Oh, not a fan. Fan works great.
Are you sure you're not just retarded?
No, I tried everything. I tried unplug, baggy, everything.
I'm gonna go over there and take a look at it with you. You're not holding the stick down when you turn it on, are you?
No, I'm not.
It wasn't laying face down?
Well, that might be it.
I am gonna beat your ass if you told me that controller broke. Because you fucking weren't paying attention to how you had it.
You know, I'm a shares all over the place, so yeah. I never pay attention to
that. Alright, well.
Well, anyway, it's broke. I'm gonna get another one.
You think it's broke, but you're still getting another one?
Get another one.
Yeah, it's just tight, dude.
No, the feel, I like, love the feel.
I know, I cannot.
The way you're holding it.
I haven't even opened my DualShock 2 controller from the actual PlayStation 2. It's in the box, though. I hate those controls.
Sell it on eBay. You might get $5 for it, plus shipping and
handling. Yeah, maybe, huh. I don't like it at all. I like this airflow. Well, you never know, somebody might come over though, so. Somebody might come over. Excuse yourself.
Excuse me.
Somebody might come over. I mean, I need to play a two-player game of nothing. Now that I'm looking at my games, they're all role-playing games. Let's see. That's our hardware news. Pretty weak this week. I don't have anything else to talk about.
Nothing much.
Yeah, hardware news. Entertainment news. Instead of going out and pioneering, you know, we didn't go explore any new ground. We didn't watch any new movies.
We do watch it next Friday.
Yeah, but we talked about that last week, you know, because of Hooks' recommendation. I'll tell you what, it is some funny shit. It's better than next Friday.
Oh.
I liked it better than next Friday. It wasn't as good as the first Friday.
First original is always the best.
Not always, but...
Well, besides Terminator.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, look at Terminator. But, I don't know, I you know, it's pretty funny. If you're into, that kind of humor, definitely you gotta go check it out. We saw that just because of Hook's recommendation. It was pretty awesome. I liked it a lot. So, I guess we're done then. If you didn't watch anything or hear anything new?
No, I didn't. I just get ready for my trip, so I didn't.
Oh, that's right. At all. Wolf's going to China. Even tomorrow.
I love you guys!
Maybe we'll get him on the telephone. Maybe we'll get Wolf on location in China, on the telephone, doing the show next week or the week after. You're gonna be there for a month, so we'll see what we can do. But
we'll work something out.
Yeah, you can talk about a
speakerphone.
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk about all the cool shit you got. I have to go buy a speakerphone, telephone, but
I let you borrow mine.
Dude, it's got all your preset numbers and shit. I want to be calling your girlfriend in the middle of the night on accident.
Oh yeah.
I'll just go.
Well, she'll be with me anyway. So.
All right. I guess that's it for the sixth episode.
All right. See you guys later.
Okay. Bye. Come to town.